Those asinine morons who canceled us were themselves fired for incompetence.
There is no gray.
Really? This changed my electricity bill?
About, are you comfortable with holding my hand or kissing? Or are you comfortable disrobing in front of men?
Uh-oh. I'm naked right now, baby.
Just black and white.
And check it out. He was on camera from right there when he done it. Right there. Right there. See? Punk ass.
This is the truth.
Those are LEDs. That's all I got in my house. Maybe that's why my electricity bill's so low. Maybe I can serve.
This is Dannyland.
Ah, yes, here we go. Let's bring that down a little bit. Let me, how are you over there, huh? What's going on? My name is Danny Chekalinski. I come to you from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida. The mission statement of this show: 85% of the world is stupid. Welcome. You are part of the 15%. How about that, okay? Yeah. A lot to cover tonight. We got Colin Kaepernick. We got the VMA whiz. We got people running for office. We got pillows to talk about, clowns, you name it. All right. I want to start with something that's kind of bugging me here, okay? Facebook. Somebody, I don't want to say they hijacked my page, but somebody put something on my timeline, all right? Which, that's fine. Be my friend on Facebook, Radio Danny. All right. But here's the thing. If you put something stupid up there, you are on my timeline. Allow me to respond, okay? So anyhow, this person posted something about, I don't know, Leonardo DiCaprio telling me not to eat meat and that methane from cow farts is melting the polar ice caps. Now, I'm sorry. I disagreed, and this person and her trollers all jumped on the bandwagon to ridicule me. And I got to be honest with you. You know, when people get crazy and people start yelling at you, you've done the job. You have won the fight. Okay, that makes me happy. If I can get under your skin and I can get a reaction out of you, and you go, blah, 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 it's fine. I'm not really sure what that meant. Blah, blah, blah. All right, first of all, let's break it down here. Leonardo doesn't really, he doesn't care about global warming. The guy is flying a private jet. He's snorting cocaine off hookers' asses, and now he's an environmentalist? Come on. Isn't that what Al Gore does when he's not inventing the internet? Look, and here's the other thing. I love animals. I'm also not the dumbest person on the planet. If I'm in India, all right, follow me on this. If I'm in India and I'm hungry, I look at the street, there's a quarter pounder minus the cheese with a bell around its neck mooing. It's time to eat. A can of Aquanet, a styrofoam cup, and a few cow farts are not going to knock this planet off its axis. Oh! Woo-hoo. My goodness, pardon me. I think I just put Florida in the ocean with that one. I tried to do the one-cheek sneak. I do apologize. Leonardo DiCaprio, please, you know, don't eat any more meat. Cow farts, they're really bad. Human farts are even worse. Oh, I think I just moved California. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's get going here, okay? Let's start with Colin Kaepernick.
NFL star suddenly at the center of a national debate before a big game. San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick refusing to stand for the national anthem. ABC's Ron Claiborne on why the star player says he's staying on the bench.
It happened right before the 49ers preseason game against the Green Bay Packers Friday night. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick sitting alone, surrounded by teammates, as the national anthem was played. Kaepernick explaining in an interview with NFL media, "I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Hmm. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way."
See, this is really simple to me. It all has to do with the First Amendment. We're talking about the Bill of Rights, just in case you forgot about this, okay? Freedom of speech is the right to communicate one's opinions and ideas without fear of government retaliation or censorship. Now, do I agree with sitting during the national anthem? No. But that's the great thing about our country. Many men and women have lost their lives so that we have the freedom of expression. And that includes, hey, you want to burn a flag? Burn a flag. Does it make me happy? I'm not going to burn a flag, but if you want to do it, that's your right. And I always say, if you want to do that, do it in front of a veteran. and then nature's going to take its intercourse. But why is this such a big deal? The bigger news story is that Colin Kaepernick, he used to be talented. He is not a talented player right now and may not even make the team. So the next time that the national anthem is being played at a football game, he'll be sitting down on his couch with a bunch of chicken wings and probably a Heineken. I'm not sure. Let's move on. Got to talk about clowns. Residents of the Fleetwood Manor Apartments in Greenwood County, South Carolina, reported to the local news on Wednesday that they received an ominous letter warning them that a clown may be, I'm quoting now, trying to lure children into the woods. Now, does this surprise anyone? Really? Well, you gotta, let's break it down. Let's break it down into what it really is, all right? We're talking about clowns one more time. You got an adult that puts a red ball on his nose, wears floppy shoes, an orange wig, he carries a Joy Palm buzzer, and has a flower that squirts. That is not normal, I'm telling you, okay? Now, why should it surprise anybody that this borderline psychotic wants to take kids in the woods? Let me make a comparison here, because this is the way that the picture becomes clearer when I do this. It's like flying into bad weather on a plane and running into turbulence. You just expect it, okay? You want to get dangerous people off the street, then I think you require background checks on anybody that wants to buy a clown suit. Speaking of clowns, Anthony Weiner is back in the news. This is the former New York City former congressman. He's doing it again. He's texting pictures of his wang. This is the third time, all right? Look, excuse me. I'm twisted. I walk to the beat of a different drummer. I'm not going to deny that, all right? There's no question. And I never understood why men tweet pictures of their yogurt slingers, all right? Weiner, what's it say right here? It says, Weiner, evidently this has been going on for quite some time with this woman, a 40-something. I saw the pictures of the girl. She's not that bad looking, okay? No, 40-something lady, and this has been going on for quite some time. I'm reading from the New York Times. Weiner then hit send on the cringe-inducing image, which shows a bulge in his white jockey brand boxer briefs.
Get your hand off my penis!
And this is the creepy part. His kid, his son, was cuddled up to his left, wrapped in a light green blanket. All right. Look, the female body is a thing of beauty. There's no question about that. But there is nothing sexy. I'm sorry. There is absolutely nothing sexy, men, about tweeting pictures of your wang. Let's talk about the penis. It looks like a thumb without a nail. And when your last name is Weiner, you gotta be extra careful. I feel for the guy in the sense that going through life with the last name of Weiner, is probably not a Mondo Jovial type tundra. I mean, every time that your name gets called, you're in the waiting room at the doctor's office, and the nurse comes out, opens up the door, and they goes, "Mr. Weiner," and everybody's gonna be cackling and chuckling beneath their breath. Now, the thing is that his wife continues to stay with this exhibitionist. I don't get it. I would date girls in the past that would throw cans of soup at me if I was 10 minutes late. All right, speaking of dicks, how about that? Professional broadcast segue. I'm like, you know what? I'm showing you some of the tricks of the trade right here. This is 25 years of broadcasting experience. I'm kind of like, it's like the Wizard of Oz, that final scene where they pull back the drape. I am showing you the secrets. MTV Video Music Awards were last night, and we're talking about Kanye West now. Just when I thought that Kanye can't say anything more absurd, the king of narcissism thanked himself last night. I'm not kidding. And I pulled a small clip because I can't stand to hear this guy. Here we go.
My role models are
yes.
Artists, merchants. It's less than 10 that I can name in history. Truman. Ford.
Yes.
Hughes.
Yes.
Disney. Jobs. West.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, you know what? This got me to start thinking, okay? First of all, there are already too many award shows, but we need to have the, follow me now, we need to have the Kanye Awards. He can host, he can perform, he receives all the nominations in every single category, he wins everything, and the only thing in the audience would be his ego. I would think that that would have to be at the Madison Square Garden. It would be filled to capacity. The only ass that is bigger than Kanye belongs to his wife. How about that for a joke, Hal? What do you think? Take that with you. That beats anything that you get inside a bazooka, anything you get inside a Bazooka Joe piece of bubble gum right there. That's comedy.
This guy is crazy.
Yes, I am. Well, actually, I'm not. No, I go see the shrink, and then OCD, social anxiety disorder, general anxiety disorder, depression. Other than that, I'm...
This guy is crazy.
All right, election time is coming up, and one of the big races here in Palm Beach County is for sheriff. Rick Bradshaw is the current sheriff, and you know, I got to be honest with you. Okay? First of all, I never lie. I may not tell you what you want to hear, but I will tell you the truth. This guy, Rick Bradshaw, is a bad man. He's corrupt, but I got to be honest, he's going to win. And the reason why he's going to win is because there really is no competition. There's a guy by the name of Alex Freeman that is running against him. And let me play a clip of this guy giving an interview to a TV talking head.
And we need to hold our deputies accountable for their actions. And unfortunately, under this administration...
Did you hear that? On this administration. It's like this and that. Which, by the way, is a great morning show. Have you listened to Dis and Dat in the morning? Hold on. Let me find another one here where she has about body. Forgive me, I have to stand back from the microphone. I think we're ready here. Here we go.
What are your thoughts on body cameras in the police department?
You know, I support body cameras 1,000%.
Hold on a second, please. We got to hear that one more time, please.
You know, I support body cameras 1,000%.
1,000%? Is that the way you do it there, sir? Is that the way you do the math there, Mr. Alex Freeman? All right, let me explain something to you, okay? And again, math is not my forte by any means. If you have 100 oranges and you throw every one of them in a basket, that's 100%. Now, if you actually have 1,000 oranges and you throw them all in a basket, so 1,000 oranges, and then you take and they're all in the basket, every one of them, it's still 100%, all right?
You know, I support body cameras 1,000%.
I mean, do you really want this guy in charge of a budget? Here's what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what, because I can't vote for Rick Bradshaw. I'm going to write in Stephen Hawking as my choice. Because I know that the guy can balance a budget, and I know that he's not going to be able to shoot an innocent citizen. Unless he taught his tongue how to pull the trigger on the Glock, then that's a different story. Oh, okay. You want to blame me. I put him in the chair. Is that what it is? Okay, fine.
You know, I support body cameras 1,000%.
Okay, good. Let me know what time the algebra class is, all right? One more thing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I absolutely freaking hate jingles. They drive me crazy because they stay in my head and that's all I hear. And you've heard this jingle. It's the guy that makes the pillows, MyPillow. He tells everybody in the commercial that he's been working. He spent 2 years working. 2 years working on a pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com.
700 people, 730 days working on a pillow. Now look, I don't know a thing about pillows, but if you give me a needle, you give me some thread, a zipper, and throwing a bag of goose feathers, I'll be in the barn in the back of the house. and I'll be back inside with a pillow in less than a month. That's just the way it is.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to put my head down on your mustache. How about that? Could I do that, sir? Is that fine? Danny Chekalinski, that's me right here. This is Dannyland, the mission statement. Very simple. 85% of the world is stupid. You are part of the 15%. I appreciate you listening, and we will talk again very soon.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboying.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Dannyland.